The plant is owned by CMS Generation, which plans to provide power for customers of Michigan's Consumers Power. The Flint residents say the plant will emit large amounts of lead, mainly due to the demolition wood that's burned there. Carrie Moss is with the Maurice and Jane Sugar Law Center, which represents the neighborhood residents. Her argument against the plant is based in part on health concerns stemming from large quantities of demolition wood.
What the state did here was permit the only demolition wood incinerator in the state in an African-American community. And what demolition wood is usually is wood from demolished homes, and most demolished homes were painted at one point with lead-based paint. So of concern to us is the lead emissions from the incineration of that wood.
And lead emissions seeping into the ground and air would increase by 11%, according to expert testimony used by Moss in a lawsuit to prevent the startup of the plant. That effort was unsuccessful, but a settlement between the activist group and CMS Generation limits the amount of wood that can be burned at the incinerator and appoints a special master to monitor the plant's operations for the next 6 years. But some neighborhood residents think state officials at the Department of Environmental Quality granted the power station's permit based on restrictions that are too loose. Activist Janice O'Neill lives near the plant. O'Neill is with Flint Genesee United for Action, Justice, and Environmental Safety.
It has been a battle from the very beginning. And one of our greatest disappointments is that as opposed to the state playing the role of mediator in terms of protecting the public, they have acted as though they were a defender in regards to the owners of the facility. We had to actually fight and file administrative challenges to get them to use the best available control technology, and we had to actually fight for that. And that's a clear indication that the state in and of itself was just simply being negligible.
But the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality says health standards are just as rigid for the power plant in Genesee County as for any other site. And the DEQ's Dennis Armbruster says state officials can only apply those standards, not create new ones, based on intangible values.
Well, from the department standpoint, we don't really judge whether it's right or wrong. The best we can do is to judge whether or not the proposed facility can meet both state and federal environmental standards that are established by law. From our analysis and from the decision made by the Michigan Air Pollution Control Commission, the facility was demonstrated that it could meet all the requirements for air quality that have been established under state and federal law.
As to the notion of environmental racism in siting the plant, Kelly Farr with CMS Generation denies any such claim.
The plant's located in an industrial park that has been in existence since the mid-70s. The location of this plant has nothing to do with the racial makeup of the surrounding area, but rather with the fact that it's an industrial park that was zoned for a power plant, which is a heavily industrialized facility. So we think we're in a home that suits us.
Farr says the power station is set to begin commercial operation in January, but the Sugar Law Center's Carrie Moss says legal challenges to the plant may not be over yet. The special master appointed to monitor the site will be in a position to uncover any violations. And says Moss, the Law Center is pursuing a challenge under federal civil rights law with the EPA to question the placement of the incinerator in the African American community. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Gavin Sutton in Flint.